insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله وآله الطيبين الطاهرين Friends, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As I promised you in the previous session, in this session we would talk about some moral characters of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household, as we talked about his being a mercy by Allah upon all mankind in the previous session. Before everything, let's listen to the recitation of the verse of Surah Al-Qalam.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم فستبصر ويبصرون بأيكم المفتون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ In this verse, Allah the Almighty says, You, O my Prophet, possess a great character, a great manner. If you want to analyze this verse, the most important word may be the word great. What does great mean? This would be important to be analyzed because when we read the Holy Quran, we see that the words that are used in this text is somehow different from other texts and other contexts. For example, in our daily conversation, when we say, this is great, this is small, this is little, what we mean is totally different from what Allah means and what Allah says. In the Holy Quran, little and great has another meaning. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when wants to describe the enjoyment of this world, says the enjoyment of this world is little. قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ The enjoyment of this world is little, is not a lot, is not great. And you see, when the enjoyment of this world, which we know there are lots of enjoyments in this world, is described by Allah as little. In this context, the word great means lots of things. This word indicates that his character was really admirable. And this is somehow natural according to our Prophet, because you know, one of the reasons, one of the goals of his prophecy, of his message, was to revive the moral values among people, among all mankind. Maybe you have heard the sentence that the Prophet himself has said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ I've been raised up by Allah to complete the moral virtues, to bring the moral virtues to perfection. And you know, when we are talking about morality and moral values, we are not talking about some complicated and special rules and beliefs that are, or those are confined to a specific religion, which is Islam. We're talking about some general rules for all mankind. It is general. The audience are not only Muslims, but all human beings. So, the message of our Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, has two dimensions, as we mentioned it in the previous session, the universal dimension and the special dimension for Muslims and for believers. In the universal dimension, when we were talking about morality and moral values, our Prophet has called for justice, not only for the believers, not only for the faithful, but for all mankind.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ.
We read this story in the history that one day a Jew man came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household, and told him, some days ago I've lent you some money and now I want to get it back. The Prophet replied, I don't have any money right now to give your money back. The Jew said, I would not let you go unless you give back my money. The Prophet said, okay, I will stay with you. He stayed with that Jew man until noon. He prayed his noon and afternoon prayer. He stayed with him until night. He prayed his Maghrib and Isha prayer. Some disciples of the Prophet went to the Jew man and criticized him and even threatened him. The Prophet told the disciples, what are you doing? They say, this is a Jew man. How it is possible that a Jew man abandons you? The Prophet replied, I have not been sent by Allah to oppress people, even if he is a Jew. There is no difference between Jews and Muslims in these affairs. Islam calls for justice, calls for moral characters and manners and values, not only for Muslims, for all mankind. So this universal dimension of his message is to be merciful as he himself was merciful to all mankind. The second dimension, which is special to the believers, is that the Prophet has established a new community based on brotherhood. You know, before the Prophet, the dominant system or the dominant values in the Arabian Peninsula was the tribal system and the tribal values. In the tribal system, the slogan was, help your brother whether he is oppressed or oppressor. What did the Prophet do? He just changed the slogan to that, help the oppressed one, whether he is your brother or not. So helping the oppressed people, was the slogan of the message of our Prophet, not only for Muslims, but also for non-Muslims. And within the Islamic community, he called for brotherhood, not based on blood relations as it was in the tribal system. In the tribal system, in clans and tribes, you were protected if you were related to a special family, to a special clan. If you were not related to a special clan, you was exposed to lots of dangers. You were not protected. But the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household, by making believers brother to each other, learned them that you have to protect yourselves, your brothers in the Islamic community, in the Islamic Ummah, from the threats and the dangers outside, not because you are blood related, but because you are related in your faith in Islam. Now let's take a look at some narrations and traditions about Allah, about the Prophet's moral characters and manners in communicating with other people. There are lots of traditions in this field that we read about our Prophet's morality. It has been narrated that he was starting to greet everyone he was facing, even children. He was greeting the children. He was sitting with his disciples, talking with them in different fields about different matters. Everything they started to talk about it, he also joined them. He was accepting the invitation of the poor, of the slaves, of the children, of the old men and women. He was eating food with them. And there's a story, a nice story, that Anas bin Malik says, I was serving the Prophet for about 10 years. In this period of time, I didn't hear him saying any bad word. He says that the Prophet was fasting and I was preparing a cup of milk for him. One day he left for prayer, for Maghrib prayer, and he was late, somehow late, so I thought he will break his fast with his disciples. He is invited. So I drank the cup of milk. After an hour, after a while, he came back. I asked the disciple who was with him, did the Prophet break his fast? He said, no, he's still fasting. But the Prophet didn't say anything about that cup of milk, and he kept fasting until morning. He didn't say anything so that I do not feel ashamed. That was the manner of our beloved Prophet. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be like him and be a good follower and a good Muslim in his faith. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, hamdan lillah.
خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر
من خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمصطفى